Our next story is about an Iraqi man who served in the U.S. Army. He dreams of becoming a U.S. citizen, too. But that dream, like that of many other would-be citizens, has been delayed. Sylvia Maria Gross of Station KCUR has this profile.
The name on his birth certificate is Julian Petrus Polis Almachi. He says people never get it right.
It's not really that I'm using different names. It's they are giving me different names. Yeah, it sounds strange, but this is a fact.
Every time he applies for credit card, driver's license, or bank account, he says he always writes down the same name, but it always comes out differently. As far as the Pentagon is concerned, he's just Army Specialist Julian Polis Almachi, all one word. Polis fled Iraq in 2001 to join his mother and brother in Michigan. A couple of years later, he signed up as a linguist for the Army. That's how, in 2006, he ended up working as a translator back in Iraq.
It was like a different country. It was very changed. Even the people were not the same people, you know. They were like living in the Middle Ages or something.
This past September, Polis was injured in a suicide bombing outside a mosque. At the time, he kept translating until all the injured were safe and earned a Purple Heart. But he's still recovering from his injuries at Fort Riley, Kansas, and thinking about civilian life.
Nobody will take me to work for them because I have no citizenship, I have no security clearance, and all of them, they ask for these two things. So I'll be out of the army and I don't know what to do.
Polis had his interview with immigration officials in January. That's the last step, and from there, the law says it's supposed to take only 3 more months. And as a U.S. Army soldier, his application was supposed to be bumped to the top. Cecilia Wong of the American Civil Liberties Union says instead he's in the same place as a lot of other people.
The bureaucratic runaround is very typical, and what I think is most frustrating for all of these tens of thousands of immigrants who just want to pledge allegiance to this country, is that the agency often won't give them any answers at all.
The ACLU is representing Polis in his suit against Citizenship and Immigration Services and the FBI. Wong says his is one of thousands of individual cases and at least 12 class action lawsuits filed since 2002. That was when the government began requiring the FBI to expand its background checks for citizenship applicants. Mary Lou Cabrera is a spokeswoman for Citizenship and Immigration Services.
It was something that was necessary at that point in time. We had just experienced 9/11, and we had to take action on what we felt was necessary to protect the American public.
The new procedure required the FBI to check names not only in databases of suspected criminals, but against every name in its records, including those of witnesses and anyone who's applied for a security clearance.
Basically, we were drowning as the FBI in these name check requests.
FBI spokesman Kevin Steck says expanded name checks generate a lot of hits, especially with complicated names like Polis's, and each hit has to be checked out.
It requires us to track down those paper files. It could be across our country. It could be in overseas. Sometimes we have to actually go down and interview the agents or the investigators that relate to that particular file.
By last year, the FBI had a backlog of more than 300,000 name checks to complete. And the same year, the number of citizenship applications doubled to 1.4 million. The government has hired new staff to try and catch up, but it will take some time before all pending cases are sorted. Meanwhile, ACLU lawyer Cecilia Wong says there are families waiting to be reunited and people who want to vote in November's elections. As for Army Specialist Julian Polis, he's just ready to move on with his life.
I understand that the FBI, they have their own thing that they will have to do, you know. But really, it's affecting it's affecting the way that I'm going to live.
Polis is hoping the lawsuits will pressure the government to speed things up. For The World, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross in Kansas City.